What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was Tiffany Hayes, Valkyrie's guard.
She doesn't mind it.
No. No. I hope Pods knows. We're just having fun with him. I hope he's not, like, these guys really are coming down my road.
Well, that kind of is the best, like, the best midline trap in the WNBA. Hayes and Pods. Right there cornering and right in front of the owner's spot.
By the way, can I tell you something that's absolutely positively among the most pathetic things I've heard of in a while? This is so pathetic that it almost infuriates me, but it doesn't.
What is
and
it?
And I know it's been going on. And this has been pointed out about six times, and I want to punch everybody who says it. NBA draft tomorrow. You know, Warriors sitting with a 41st pick. Who do you think they'll take? They're drafting Thursday. The NBA's gone to a two-day draft. I think it was last year. I don't know. How pathetic. Thank you, Steve. You ain't the NFL, and you'll never be the NFL. Take your second round and tack it back onto the first round on the same day. Nobody, repeat, nobody is watching day two of the NBA draft. Nobody.
Do you watch day two or three of the NFL draft?
No, but people do.
Dude, they fly through those rounds. Like, I think the biggest thing that's come out of the second round from a draft coverage perspective is probably when Jokic got taken in the second round and they just had a picture. It was during a Taco Bell commercial. So that's why his nickname is the Big Chalupa, because there was a commercial for a chalupa while Nikola Jokic was being selected. That's what the NBA draft is all about. That's sophomoric pasta. You got to be better than that.
Yeah, I didn't expect that from you.
I mean,
you're a kid that coaches little leaguers. Seriously.
That's probably the issue. Hangs around a lot of nine-year-olds.
That's definitely the issue.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Anyway, make sure you tune in Wednesday and Thursday. No, seriously, Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, we're going to be doing a draft show on Thursday night. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Who is?
Myself and, I'd imagine, Mark Randy.
Oh.
We got to
talk about your guy.
Well, whenever the Warriors will not be able to get my guy. Nobody has heard enough about Cedric Coward, and that's fine because he's come out of nowhere. He's a shooting star, but the Warriors will not be able to get him at 41.
He's going in the first round.
He's a 6'5" swing player with a 7'2" wingspan. There's actually a story about him. So this guy, he's from Salem, Oregon.
All right.
He went to Willamette University, which is where I went to college, for a year, transferred, played 2 years at Eastern Washington, and then finished his career at Washington State. He was supposed to go play for Duke before he declared for the NBA draft. So that's how good he is. And I heard this story that apparently there was a Northern Colorado guard that was defending him, that he went to, I don't know, whoever was one of his coaches or someone, basically told him, this guy makes me want to be a lawyer. Like, he wanted this, like, this kid wanted to hang him up after being sent by this kid. Anyways, Steiny.
Yeah.
I think Dunleavy's found the heir apparent if he can get him.
Well, they have three centers on their roster right now. So.
Well, he's not a center.
I thought he was 7'2".
No, he's got a 7'2 wingspan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how big is he?
Put the clamps. 6'5".
Well,
yeah. They need a shooting guard.
I mean, that sounds like a guy could take minutes from Moody.
Or Pods.
No, well, that's not happening. I tell you what, we haven't done this in a while, but we're getting to that period. We got the draft tomorrow, and a lot of stuff's happening. And we haven't talked about Jonathan Kuminga in a while. And there's been some stuff out there. And the afternoon show, Willard and Dibbs, had Ramona Shelburne on yesterday, covers the NBA for ESPN. And she was asked how she thinks the Kuminga situation is going to play out. He's a restricted free agent, which means the Warriors can match a salary of another team that offers him a contract and they'll retain his rights. Or they can choose not to match and then let him go to to another team, or they can sign him themselves. But this is what Ramona Shelburne said yesterday. Take a listen.
Does he really have a market? I know there's a couple of teams that are interested in him, but those would be sign-in trades. They don't have the cap space to get it done. And so do the Warriors want to even participate in those sign-in trades? If they do, what's the number? You know, it's probably three or four teams I've heard of that have some level of interest, but what is that level of interest, right? And do the Warriors want to keep him? And if so, what is the number? Is he, you know, if they make him an offer, that's less than the max, or maybe even less than what he was offered last year, which I think is far more likely. Does he scoff at that and then take a really long time to make a decision and then tie up their cap space? And that presents other problems. So that's the biggest thing that you have to look for, you know, but I know that they're, you know, they're working on a few things. I don't expect anything massive like we've seen. I mean, Jimmy Butler was really that move, right? But the Kuminga question is going to hang over everything because it has the potential to get messy.
Has the potential to get messy.
To get messy. What do you think she means by that?
Well, I think what she means is there's clearly a timing issue here with Kuminga. And it sounds to me like if they're in their negotiating, let's say, window with Kuminga, then they've got to get that done before they can do anything else. Like, they've got to get, it sounds like she's saying they got to get the Kuminga situation ironed out first. And then they can go from there. So it sounds like what she's saying is, you know, free agency comes July 1st, July 2nd, there's nothing with Kuminga, July 3rd, that it might mean that the Warriors are sitting out free agency until they do something with Kuminga. That's what it sounds like she's talking about.
Well, it sounds like that's what they have to do. Like,
right.
But when I hear messy, it's more about, like, Kuminga wants more money. Or the Warriors don't want to give him as much. Or maybe they have to, like, how much do you think that he's worth? I don't know. But it almost feels like because they're going to eventually, either this summer or next deadline, use him as a trade chip, you kind of have to pay him more than you want to. Like, you almost just need the slot. It's one of the reasons why the Warriors were, I think, in hindsight, wise to offer that large extension to D'Angelo Russell.
Right.
Because you needed that salary slot. You know, this thing with Kuminga, he might be saying, hey, look, you need to pay me $30 million a year. And that's where I hear messy, and I'm wondering, like, is it from the Warriors' side? Is it from Kuminga's side? Because I'm of the belief that he's probably going to be on the team and that they'll try to deal him at the deadline next year.
I tend to agree with you. Let's listen to Mike Dunleavy. He's running the show. What's going on with Kuminga, Mike?
Yeah, so we can start with the finals ending last night. We can start pursuing that right now, leading up into free agency. And I think we're in a good spot with it, honestly. We have the ability to bring him back. He's restricted. You know, I think there'll be good dialogue. And I'd like to figure something out sooner than later. That'd be great. But I also acknowledge with restricted free agency, these things can drag out a little bit and take some time. But, you know, I think we feel pretty comfortable with who JK is a player, is as a player, and what he can do for our organization. And, you know, we'll continue. You know, it's a main priority going into free agency.
All right. Let me tell you what's not happening. They're not letting Kuminga walk. They're not going to have another team offer him a contract and them say, we're not matching it. Good luck to you, Jonathan Kuminga. That has not been how they've done business over the years. They would, I think you're right. The question, here's the other thing when you asked, what do you think she means by could get messy? What if Kuminga's so underwhelmed by the Warriors' offers and he doesn't have a significant offer from another team? What if he says, I tell you what, I don't want to be here long term, so I'm signing the qualifying offer. I'll play one more year at whatever it is, $9 million, something like that, and then I'm an unrestricted free agent. What would happen then? Like, that would be, to me, it was a bad sign that he was one of the few guys to not sign the rookie extension when he was eligible. If you're telling me he's going to, if he would actually play on a $9 million qualifying offer or whatever it is, he's gone.
Well, I don't think he would, but that would basically... I hear that, and I hear trade me. If you're willing to play on $9 million and then just walk off, then the Warriors would have to get rid of him.
Would they? Like,
well, you're going to have him play the whole year and then assume that he's going to stay in free agency?
Well, maybe next year there's not a lot of money either. I don't know where Kuminga's at. But,
well, the whole reason we're talking about this is it just sounds like you're kicking the can down the road. Like, I don't think the Warriors are in love with him, and I don't think Jonathan Kuminga has been in love with the Warriors the last couple of years. The reason why it's come to a head is because they ran out of time. He's a restricted free agent because they couldn't get a deal done last summer. And the only reason it feels like he's going to be on the team is so that they can use his contract to acquire someone else. Unless he suddenly blossoms at the beginning of next season. And even then, if I was JK and I'm playing well, it would kind of piss me off that, well, like, only because you paid me, now I'm getting what I feel like I should have had.
The problem with this is we really don't know how each feels about each other. You know, when Mike Dunleavy says, I think we're in a good spot. Does Kuminga think he's in a good spot? I don't know. I mean, does Kuminga... The other thing is, if you... They're in a rock and a hard place with Kuminga. Because if you bring him back, there's no guarantee he's going to play 30 minutes a night on this team. And it's like, it's kind of his time to do... I almost feel like the Warriors might be trying to pay him like a substitute, like a bench player, as opposed to a $25 or $30 million guy.
But that's where there's obviously a disconnect.
Exactly.
Is because if you're gonna go get a better player, which they wanna do, then you need to pay him more. I think it was Geltzeiler that came on with you guys a month ago and said the Warriors have to be very careful about what they offer Jonathan Kuminga. Because the one thing the Warriors have a ton of are big contracts and small contracts. They don't really have a lot of mid-level contracts, which is how you go out and get a Drew Holiday or people like Derek White or maybe Porzingis is out there. All of those guys make, you know, roughly $30 million. The Warriors, outside of Draymond Green, and I don't know if you could trade him, like, they don't have a ton of those contracts. And that was how they got Jimmy Butler in the first place. They combined a bunch of those mid-level deals.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So, Kuminga has one team out there that has money under the cap, and it's Brooklyn. Here's the other thing. Here's what I think's most likely. I think he's gonna sign a contract for whatever, 3 or 4 years, 25-ish, and then they're gonna trade him at the deadline, because that's when they can get a matching salary back, not when they sign and trade him, if that's what they were to do.
Yeah, I agree. That's basically what I was saying.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, so it's okay. Okay. But Lacob has also said, I think it was in a Kawakami piece, like, it would be hard for me to not match dollar for dollar, to take less money than you could get, unless there's a player who, I don't know, is in the tens or teens that they really like, and the other team would be willing to take. I just think that there's, or they would have to facilitate a multi-team trade. It gets really complicated. And at the end of the day, too, I'm sure Jonathan wants to make as much money as he possibly can. So there's that aspect of the deal, too. Like, to me, I don't know if messy is how I would describe it, but I think it's more complicated. Like, the Warriors got to figure out what they want. Do they want this player on the team beyond next season?
What do you think?
I don't. I think Lacob might. I don't think Kerr does.
I don't. Guess what? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not sure either, but that's just the way that
True.
I feel.
True.
That's the language, or the body language that I've read.
You know, it's funny, because this is the other thing that I was thinking about, and everybody talks about this. You know, what does next year hinge on? If the Warriors can somehow make a run at a title, what would need to happen for them to make a run at a title? Well, they've got to be healthy. They've got to be healthy. Draymond, Butler, and Curry have to be healthy. Well, guess what? If that happens, how does Kuminga get on the floor?
He comes off the bench.
Exactly. And you can't have a guy making 25 or 30 coming off the bench. It's just, there's not a lot of those guys, if any, in the NBA.
Maybe he starts instead of Moody next year.
And, okay.
I'm just saying.
I got you there. And then, so then, we're signing Kuminga to an extension. And you know what we're doing? We're crossing our fingers. We're gonna hope, Steve Kerr's gonna hope that what he thinks he saw last year wasn't really what he saw, and that in one magical year, they're gonna be able to play together, Draymond, Butler, and Kuminga. I don't see it, Bob. I feel like they gotta do something.
Well, you're wishing on a star either way. Like, if you bring him back, you're hoping that he can be an effective sixth man, bench player, in a role that he probably won't be super happy with, but I think he's been more of a professional than people have given him credit for. Or you bring him back to start, and then you're really hoping that he can just somehow take a leap. Like, either way, I think it's a risky proposition. That's why, again, I just feel like the Warriors are trying to figure out how they can maximize his value and get someone in here who is a better fit for what the Warriors do. You know, like, Jimmy Butler made things far more difficult for Kuminga. He just did, because he's better equipped, he's a better player at this stage in his career, and he's already proven that he can help the Warriors win at a higher level. And that leaves Kuminga on the outside looking in a bit.
You know what I wonder is how much less of a problem would this be if we...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wiggins were still here. Because Wiggins was starting too. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
Well, let's say they don't make the Butler trade and Kuminga just has the same kind of year. Like, I think they'd be ready to move Kuminga into the starting lineup next year if Wiggins were still here. I don't think there's no chance they're going to do that with Butler.
Yeah, I think it's also because they don't think they would have been great, or I don't know if great's the word, but like they wouldn't have been as they wouldn't see themselves as a second round team or That's a team true. That was an injury away from making the Western Conference Finals, because before they traded for Butler, they were a play-in squad or a fringe play-in team.
Yeah, we'll see. Apparently it's gonna, I mean, this stuff could shake out starting tomorrow night with the NBA draft.
Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
I don't think the Warriors make a trade around the draft.
Why not?
Because I think that the big domino that has to fall is Kuminga. And that's separate than the draft.
I could see Joe Lacob trying to buy a late first round pick.
To buy one?
Yeah.
Maybe.
If they think there's a guy there, but
yeah, and someone that could help them, I don't know, kind of fill out the back end of the roster. I don't know. I feel like they'd be more inclined to get a second round guy. It just feels like they've stockpiled a few of them. And, you know, Quentin Post is a solid contributor. Trayce Jackson-Davis serves his role. You know, Gui Santos, I think, might have been a second round pick. Like, those guys you need to fill out the back end of your roster.
Well, and they're really going to need guys that make very little money. I saw a stat. This is unreal. Right now, and it'll change, Curry, Butler and Draymond make 90% of the Warriors' entire salary structure?
Probably.
That's incredible. Like, that's why Mike Dunleavy has the hardest job of any executive among Posey and John Lynch.
I agree. That's why it's, you know, if we're talking about who do you have faith in, it's not necessarily that I don't have faith in Dunleavy. It's that it's just like, it feels like he's in an unwinnable position. He definitely has the least flexibility of the three. I don't know, maybe Lynch now because of Brock Purdy's contract, but I mean, we're talking about getting one guy, maybe two. You know, you've heard it from Ramona, you've heard it from other people. The Warriors are not making a big splash this summer. That's what I've gathered from listening to a lot of these analysts.
Well, it's also coming from Mike Dunleavy.
Only because just of our salary structure and the way it works with the amount of money you can use underneath the second apron, that probably restricts it more than anything for us in terms of pursuing the best roster we can. So I think we'll look at stuff. We'll look at players that we really like. It's just almost impossible for us to add players in the salary range of guys we were looking at last summer since we've added Jimmy. That would be the only limiter. But in terms of like finding talent, improving this team, you know, we're going to look under, you know, every rock to try and do that.
So what he's saying there is they don't have the wherewithal this offseason to pursue a Paul George or a Lowry Markkanen who they would have, you know, who would make big money. They just can't do it.
Their big move was in February. It was Jimmy. That's why now. But, you know, I think there's still some guys. I don't know. Do you like Bobby Portis?
Yeah, I do. I like Bobby Portis, but Bobby Portis can't come here if Kuminga's still here, clearly. You know what I mean?
He might be going out. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if Kuminga's in your plans, you can't go get Bobby Portis.
Why not?
Because then there's just not enough playing time for those guys, I don't think. Like, I wouldn't want Portis and Kuminga on the same team. I'd want one of the two. I'd rather have Portis, but
you have Portis, Draymond, you bring Gary Payton II back.
Oh God.
Jimmy, just stockpile fours.
I mean, what?
And then Kuminga just gets buried again. Like,
well, that's what I don't put past the Golden State Warriors. And it sounds nasty, but it's true. Like, Kuminga doesn't have any leverage. If the Golden State Warriors, they can't be afraid of keeping him on the team just because he's not happy. Like, him not being happy cannot be the reason you get him out of here for nothing. You have to keep him here until you can trade him. Because to me, nothing else makes as much sense. Oh, but you can't bring Kuminga back. He'll be unhappy. You know what? Let him be unhappy. And then we'll move him when it's more advantageous for us, which would be at the trade deadline. Anyway.
I don't know if that's a dangerous game, but to me, it's just one that, like, I just hope that this doesn't drag out. Because the moment that Kuminga is signed or traded, it provides so much more clarity, I think, for what their summer can become.
Yep.
Thanks, Tiny.
No, well, I got to do something.
You got to read here?
Yes, all exactly. Right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I know it's not Friday, but something just happened that bugged me a little bit. Hey, Evan.
What's up, Steiny?
Positions Bobby Portis play?
Power forward.
That's what I would say. 415. Kuminga and Bobby Portis play different positions. You did know that, right? Hit the pike. Kuminga's a four. Quit holding on to this dream that he's a three. You got to be able to handle the ball as a three. Secondly, 415.
Or shoot.
So, let's say they did play. Let's say you do think Kuminga's a three. How's he getting on the floor when you have Portis, Kuminga, Green, and Butler? Come on. Not going to want that. I'm done.
So, So you don't like Bobby Portis?
I like Bobby Portis a lot. I just don't think you can have Butler, Green, Portis, and Kuminga. Like somebody, like those are...
They're going to trade him anyways.
Okay, if here's the thing. If you had Butler, Green, Portis, and Kuminga, you could make a case that those are four of your best five players. And they're all forwards. Like, so somebody, so you're restricting yourself from playing one guy because you got too many at one position. That would be my thing with Bobby Portis and Kuminga.
So are you, right, we're talking about some of the decisions the Warriors have to make. Shelburne, Dunleavy, everybody's saying it starts with JK. Restricted free agency is open. Draft tomorrow, Warriors select the 41st on Thursday. But if Kuminga's the, like, is he a priority for you? Outside of, well, we have to sign him because we really can't do anything else other than that.
Yeah, Kuminga's a big priority. And
but is his contract a priority or is he, like, the player?
I would think it's the contract. Like, if the Warriors have determined they want to keep Kuminga, well, then it behooves him to come up with a number as soon as possible and get it signed. And now, if they want to sign and trade him, it would behoove him to do it early, too, to find the player you're getting for Kuminga and then, you know, maybe a couple pieces around the edges. So I think the Warriors' priority is getting Kuminga under contract as fast as possible and then proceeding with your offseason.
Yeah, I agree. I just think it's going to be a deal for him, and it's going to be a bunch of kind of low-level signings, and that's going to be their offseason. It's not even about, yeah, they wouldn't be able to acquire a Paul George or a Markkanen and whoever they were in talks with last summer. That's what Dunleavy referenced, but I don't even know if it's I don't even know if they can acquire a Jrue Holiday. Like, he makes $35 million or close to. I don't know if they can get a player like that in here.
Not without trading Draymond, probably. Or I guess in theory, you could trade Hield and Moody. They would add up to $26 million, right? Moody's at about 13, and Buddy might be
deal.
At 10. But I hear what you're saying. City Boy is on the line, and he says the solution is staring the Warriors right in the face. Hey, City, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, the decision is staring them in the face. And unfortunately, I don't think Mike Dunleavy has the guts to do it. But I wish he would, because, go ahead.
What's the solution?
Well, the solution is you got to trade Draymond Green. I mean, you talk about trading a guy a year early rather than a year late. I mean, a year late was probably already, if I'm honest. I mean, Draymond Green was bragging this year. And yeah, I mean, if you're a 20-minute guy, maybe in 20 minutes he could be, get some of his old mojo back, But, Draymond Green, I think he was second to last in the entire NBA in turnover percentage. He turns the ball over that much. He used to be the trigger man for this offense. So
right.
When you think about read and react, you need a trigger man, right? You need a guy who can hold the rock, who can wait for the right guy to get open, usually Steph. But the fact of the matter is, he doesn't have great screens anymore. He doesn't. The idea that he was DPOY is laughable to me. I'm sorry. His defense at times was amazing, right? Like,
yep.
He had stretches where he played great. His overall defense this year was terrible. His point of attack defense was terrible. Over and over again, he was just getting blown by, right? So, look, and I love Draymond. This really isn't a knock on him. I mean, the
right.
Warriors got – I mean, the Niners got rid of Ronnie Lott a year early rather than a year late. We can't get rid of Draymond Green? Like, come on, man. So here's the thing, though. You got to open space for the young guy. So Kuminga, to me, yes, he doesn't give you a lot of the intangibles, or maybe none of the intangibles Draymond gives you. You know what he gives you? He gives you youth. He gives you athleticism. He's a guy that you can play 40 minutes when you need to, and it's not going to kill him. I mean, he's going to give you 20 points a night for sure. I mean, if he's playing 30 minutes, he's getting you 20 points. And he might average 25 if you gave him 30 minutes. I mean, this guy is on the come. And I'm betting on him, you know, personally. So I would rather move Draymond, get him off the roster, open up all those minutes for Kuminga at the four, because he is a four, and Bobby Portis is a four. So, you know, that guy is wrong about that. But, you know, and you got to go get a five, right? So my idea is you trade Draymond. Maybe you got to sweeten the pot and get a one in there. Maybe it's a three-team deal. You get him over to Detroit where he could really help a team succeed, you know. But I think you got to try and look at Chicago, and you got to try and get Vucevic in here because you need scoring. You need a stretch five. You know, Quentin Post is not the answer. You need a veteran who can hit threes, who can rebound. I mean, you got a guy who's basically 20 and 10 in Vucevic. So, his defense isn't amazing, but whatever. You know,
right.
I mean, he'd fit the read and react system. He's going to give you buckets. And because Jimmy can't shoot, so when you have a wing that can't shoot threes, that's a real problem. When you have two wings that can't shoot
right.
threes with Draymond and Jimmy, it's a huge problem,
yeah.
which is what the Warriors ran into. So, you know, that's my take. You got to trade Draymond.
Well,
you got to bite the bullet and get him out of here, you know, and go get Vucevic. And then you could pick up Lonzo Ball with him or something for some, you know, veteran point guard or you know, re-sign Melton.
Yeah.
You know. I appreciate it, City. I would do that. For example, if one of two things to me has to happen, if Kuminga's on this team, then Draymond's got to come off the bench if he's on this team. And if you can trade him, I would trade him. I would absolutely, like, and I don't know if it would make us better, but, and I, if the Warriors don't want any part of Kuminga, that's one thing. You know what I mean? But if they do want him and think he's got a bright future, I'd probably see if I could trade Draymond, get something we need, maybe a backup point guard or stretch athletic five, and just start Butler and Kuminga and just live with it and go with it and see what happens. I would like that more than they re-sign Kuminga and he's coming off the bench. How about you?
What say you? I think that I think Draymond, no matter what, next year would be better served coming off the bench. I think that he's not a player that's built to play 35 minutes anymore, but in 25 minutes he can still be really good. But he gives you nothing on offense, so he's kind of irrelevant on that end. But I can't trade him. And the reason...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Niz, I don't know why you acquired Jimmy Butler if you're going to just move Draymond a year later.
Well, because the thinking would be that Kuminga replaces Green.
Yep.
And you acquire another player for Green who helps you along with Kuminga, and they, as a tandem, become better than Draymond Green and what he's been giving you, in theory.
But then you're also making a really big bet that Kuminga's that guy.
That's right, and that was kind of my presupposition.
That would scare me. Not that I don't think he could be a good player, but next season, like next year, he's all of a sudden going to take the leap into being your second or third best player with Curry and Jimmy on it. I don't know about that.
I guess, so what I'm saying is, like, I'm with City Boy. The days that of Draymond can't be traded, they should be over. And now,
well,
maybe,
that I agree with,
maybe
but
he's
I don't...
got no market, or maybe there's not a lot of interest with him. But I'm not scared of life without Draymond. I mean, you've won 46 games 3 years in a row with the guy, so it's not like you got to bite your fingernails that you're giving yourself, you're taking away any title chances. Again, it presupposes that they do like Kuminga, or that Lacob and Dunleavy like Kuminga more than Kerr, because if Kerr's not crazy about Kuminga, but you like him, you got to tell Kuminga that this is, you know, it's going to be Kerr's last year anyway, which I'm sure it will be, or not sure, but so, like, I just don't think, like, we've seen Jonathan Kuminga for 4 years on a team with Green, Butler, Wiggins, but like, he's not going to play. He's not going to play with Steve Kerr coaching and Butler here and Green here. It's going to be frustration again for everybody, I think.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't trade him, but I guess I just don't believe that there's enough of a market out there to bring something back that's actually going to help you. Like, to me, if you traded him, the biggest plus is you clearing a runway for Kuminga. That's why you would do it. And to me, Kuminga's not there yet for me to give up on Draymond. He's just not. I don't think that Draymond is great anymore, but last year's team, when they were at their best, is because he was kind of the linchpin of their defense. You know, I think he needs a center next to him. I think that the Warriors absolutely could use another wing. They could use some more shooting. But, you're looking at next year's team with a replacement level center and Jimmy Butler as your four. Who's that team going to be able to guard? Like, one of the reasons that they were so bad is because they were outsized by everybody. Houston took advantage of him. Minnesota did. And while Draymond wasn't great, he's one of the few dudes who can defend a legitimate center or a forward on another team. I who's guarding Şengün? Who's guarding Julius Randle? And I know that Draymond got taken advantage of at some points, but like they don't have anybody.
Well, let me throw a couple at you. So, if, for example, would you? I'm just looking at guys who make around the same as Draymond. You're going to say no. So Lonzo Ball makes about 22.
Yeah.
I don't want to use him. And Marcus Smart, mate. How about this? Let's just do it this way, so it'll be a fictional player. Let's say Marcus Smart was the player he was 5 years ago. No, but it's going to be
okay.
Like,
yeah,
I'd be for, you know, trading, you know, re-signing Kuminga, trading Draymond Green for a guy like Marcus Smart 3 or 4 years ago, and seeing how good we are. Because I'm not sure we're going to be worse than we were last year, and we might be better. Like, I think it's possible.
Well, if it's possible, it's because Curry and Jimmy are both really good, right?
Yes. Would you trade?
I'm just looking at a team that can't defend without Draymond Green, and I realize that he is not a perfect player anymore, but he's still the best defensive player you have. And I actually don't like who's their second best defender, Steiny? Moody?
Second best defender. Curry, Clay. GP2.
Yeah, he plays 15 minutes a night.
You asked.
No, but that's the point. Like, your second best defensive player plays 15 minutes a game. So you're telling me you just want to remove your best defensive player knowing your second best guy doesn't even start?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's a pretty big risk.
Maybe. Or could you get a defender? Like, I'm just going to throw this out at you. Would you trade Draymond Green for Jakob Poeltl?
Probably not.
All right. I might, because that would fit.
Well, apparently he's off the table. Toronto.
Okay.
No.
I'm just looking at guys.
It was a joke. Like, apparently Jakob Poeltl, they didn't want to involve in the Durant conversation. Toronto's like, no, sorry. Jakob Poeltl's off the table.
So he's untouchable like Pods?
I guess, yeah.
Like, I might do something like that if for no other reason than to just open up a runway for Kuminga. You get Poeltl in here, he's a different look. And we'll try to figure out how to be a better defensive team without Draymond Green. But, yeah, I think it's... Let's go to Antonio in Oakland, Mr. Optimistic. What's up, Antonio? How you doing? Antonio, hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, trading Draymond Green for once, because I've been like on the boat of no, don't trade him, you gotta keep him. But after that playoff performance, Julius Randle kind of handled him or whatever, and then his limited offensive play, and it's one thing like for years past, the offense wasn't that great, but at least his defense was superb, so he kind of let it slide a little bit. Plus, he kisses LeBron James, but that's another reason why I want to trade him. And yeah, I don't mind getting Lonzo Ball and Vucevic in here. Why not? I'll clear some cap space too. And Curry, he might not be the happiest of that decision, but we gotta do what we gotta do to get Curry that fifth ring at the end of the day. That's how I see it. But Kuminga, I don't mind trading him or keeping him. I'm like 50-50 right in the middle. He has a chance to be a star, of course, but he got to show it. And Steve Curry, he's hard headed. He don't bring in the center. He don't play his top talented guy, Kuminga. I don't know, man. Hard headed. 3 straight years of not really being title contenders. Got to wake up, man. Because when you do something over and over, what do they call it? Insanity. And you're still doing the same thing, Kerr. We need a Mitch.
All right. Appreciate it, Antonio. From the 408, if you get rid of Draymond, you risk losing big and you risk losing buy-in from Steph. Let's face it, they're both going to retire Warriors. Do the absolute best you can around the two of them while you can, period. That's Cameron in San Jose. And I got to tell you, that's just, you may be on the money in theory, but damn it. So you're going to keep a guy around because another guy doesn't want to play without him. I mean.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Like, I think Steph could play with anybody. The reason why I wouldn't trade Draymond is because I just don't see how you can get somebody better than what he is, really. And the whole point of trading for Jimmy Butler is to allow Curry to compete at whatever high a level. This year is the second round. Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's the Western Conference Finals. Maybe it's the first round. I don't know. But it's to allow Curry to compete at the highest level possible for however many years he has left. And unless you're telling me you're turning Draymond Green into a better player, and someone who helps the Warriors win more, then I can't do it. If you name me that player, if someone wants to call in and tell me who Draymond Green is going to turn into or what kind of guy he's going to turn into, I'll totally hear that. But
let me try. I'm just looking at guys. Okay.
And don't give me Lonzo Ball.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
Because I like some of these names. Would you trade Draymond Green right now for Isaiah Hartenstein?
I wouldn't.
What about for...
I think Hartenstein, it looks really good because he's on the best team in the NBA.
All right. What about Porzingis?
Porzingis, I would think about. Porzingis, I would think about.
What about...
And I actually owe him an apology. I used to be pretty harsh on Porzingis.
Actually, I need to see if this guy's healthy. He hasn't been healthy.
Well, Porzingis hasn't been healthy, but that's the risk you're running. Like, you're trying to get Porzingis because, like the Celtics, if he is healthy, then you're a really good... You're probably a really good team.
God, there's one... Well, I wouldn't do it, but Jonathan Isaac?
No.
I like him, actually.
Why do you...
He got hurt, and he's never been the same, but I liked him. What about Nicholas Claxton?
Not a great quote. Claxton.
For Draymond Green. Both make about the same amount.
No.
You would for Miles Bridges, right? Oh, no, I'm thinking of Mikal Bridges.
Miles Turner, maybe.
Well, Miles Turner's a free agent, and he made about 20. What about, would you trade Draymond Green right now for Andrew Wiggins?
For Wiggins?
Yep.
I wouldn't. Now, what? I would. Now, what? To me, what the Warriors should try to do, and I don't know if it's possible this summer.
Great names, actually.
But I think it's more likely at the deadline. What I would try and do if I'm the Warriors is try and turn Jonathan Kuminga into Andrew Wiggins. If the Heat are willing to deal Wiggins back, and they apparently like Kuminga as a potential backup plan, if, from reports that I've read to Durant, trade Jonathan Kuminga for Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, boy.
Dude, if they'd had Wiggins...
That feels like going backwards.
Yeah, it is, but you already know that he fits. He's a good on-ball defender. He can shoot the three fine. Curry likes him. Draymond likes him. I think Jimmy could play with him. He was clearly happier here.
RJ Barrett?
No.
Tobias Harris?
No.
Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Yes.
Okay, he's making 25.
Yeah, I think it was the last year of his contract.
By the way, I got a question. How's Jonathan Kuminga going to make more than 30 when the players that are making 29 are like Porzingis is making 29?
Mm-hmm.
How can you pay Kuminga 30 if Porzingis is making 29? Tyler Hero's making 29.
Well, you pay him 30 so that you can use that money to turn him into a better player.
A $30 million player at the deadline.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma.
No.
Jalen Brunson. What about DeMar DeRozan?
Well, you don't have room, but you want Brunson to come off the bench?
What about DeMar DeRozan?
DeRozan.
That's something I could see Sack doing. He's on Sack, right?
Yeah. No.
Who says no? Draymond for DeMar DeRozan. Warriors or Kings?
I think the Warriors do.
I don't know why, but it just bothers me a little bit.
I hear you. And look, I get the 415. Evan, you're saying you won't trade Draymond out of fear. Can I point out you're speaking from fear? That's fair. Always a bad move. Draymond needs to move on. He's only halfway in it anyways. He's looking at his next career broadcasting. His head not in it. Hasn't been in it for a few years. All that's fair. My point is simply there's no... I don't see them turn... Dude, if you could turn Draymond Green into Jaren Jackson Jr., I'll drive Draymond to the airport. Like, that's not what I'm talking about, is... Trading Draymond just to create a runway for Kuminga, that would be taking a step backwards.
Yes. Well, actually, I might have said yes too quickly.
Well, you said it.
But I'm taking it back. Okay, if they just traded Draymond Green and got nothing back, and you're just going to start with Kuminga,
mm-hmm.
How much worse are you really going to be? I guess is my question.
Well, they want a playoff series.
I know, and I still think that's a 40-plus win team without Draymond.
Well, they were a 7 seed. I think they were like, weren't they a couple games out of
probably
being in the 9-10 game?
The other thing is, how do you view the Warriors with Draymond Green? Do you view them as a 50-win team because they were, if you extrapolate the Butler period of time out?
Well, this is it, too. It's like the West is so good that let's say you did something this summer and you took a step back. That might cost you a playoff spot.
It's true.
It's a pretty thin margin for error in the West with how many good teams there are. If they're in the East, we could do whatever we want, but not the case.
But it puts you in the lottery.
Well, this year, you know what? Unless they can get Cedric Coward, I'm sorry, I'm out on the draft.
All right. What we got coming up next is the crossover, which means Willard's going to try to get under my skin again, and no chance he prevails. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.